Whoa, well, man alive, are you getting ready? Ooh. I tell you what, I'm very surprised at all the things you've done there to get ready for today.
You know, if there's one thing I like to do, it's be prepared.
People may not know this, but you're Larry B.P. Vader. Be prepared.
That's actually on my birth certificate. Mm-hmm.
Yes, B.P. In fact, don't some people call you B.P.?
I think I have a belt buckle with those initials on it around here somewhere.
I could call you B.P. because, you know, it reminds me of gas.
Ah. What am I being prepared for?
You'll find out. Gas.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Vader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
guys?
What's going
on, guys? Big fat thing, you.
Man! Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 1st of July. Good Lord, it's already July 2024 in the Sweaty Pits year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVentria Parton. I am your host, the sweaty one himself, Mr. Larry H. Vader, in most places spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Incorrectly, but in most places, V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And joining me today is, well, it's the gassy one. It's the poppy one. It's Brick Friday, everyone.
Hi.
I say joining me today like it's not every week that you're joining. Although it's questionable. Right. I never know until you're there on the Zoom. I just don't ever know.
Even though I sent him the message ready when you are.
Well, I sent you the first message that we'll talk about in a moment.
Right.
But, and then you were, hi, ready when you are. And y'all, I've gone down a rabbit hole.
Oh, Lord. Well, you know, that's the perfect place to be on the first day of the month.
No, that's probably true.
Rabbit. Oh, excuse me.
Y'all, I've turned into Archer.
Oh, shit.
Y'all, I make fun of him sometimes, but y'all, cleaning up this over the weekend, and really latter part of last week, and y'all, I just decided that, you know what, like, I have all of these commemorative movie boxes, every which way. Right. And which are also known to most people as the DVDs.
Not to me.
Right. Well,
to me, it was the VRCs.
Right. Well, still is. Don't you have a collection of VRCs there at the?
The only VRCs I have are the ones where I'm mentioned as the winner on Lucky Day USA. The two local TV commercials that I was in.
Gotcha. Well, I'm sure I have some things like that because, you know, back in the day it was a big deal if you were on the TV or if you had a home movie or something, you know.
Right.
It was rare. Not as much anymore since, you know, you can create a video from your cellular telephonic device.
Right.
But either way, y'all, I you know, just like Archer, I've had a Plex server in my house for, I don't know, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, I don't even know. It's y'all. My Plex server is a Drobo. If that tells you how old it is, I believe Extra Special Chris donated this Drobo. I've had a few, and they've died one by one. Y'all, this one is not doing well. I discovered. I thought it had a bad drive, but I think it has a bad drive bay. But either way, no big deal. I have a backup for it. But I decided I was going to start ripping DVDs. Y'all, it is not a speedy process to rip a DVD. And, you know, we like to do it, and then you do it incorrectly. But, y'all, I have a box out in the hallway. As I rip them, they're going in the box. Y'all, it's all going to Goodwill. All going to Goodwill. We are clearing out all the shit out of the Vader family compound. But y'all, once you start, y'all, I was like, I realized, let's see if I can pull this up for you. Y'all, this, I don't know, this is some movie that cost $1.99. Y'all, it's still in the plastic. It's, well, not anymore, because I'm going to rip it off right here. But y'all, it's some like Christmas movie, I don't know. But y'all, I probably have 50 of these. over the years, you know, it was like, oh, well, that's $1.99. That sounds like something I would like. It's got Felicity Jones in it and Ed Westwick. Like, they're okay.
Well, so, who doesn't love Ed Jones and Felicity Wedgwick?
Right. It's true. It's true. So, y'all, it has, but then it's been a trip down memory lane. Because, y'all, I don't. The new movies, of course, never seen them, or I wouldn't have bought them, probably. But I haven't looked in the commemorative movie box cabinet. I don't know. I've lived here in the Vader family compound for 18 years.
Do you even have a way to play the commemorative movies?
I have, probably. That's another cabinet I haven't gotten to yet. But under the TV, there's a cabinet. And I think there's even a VHS player in there, truth be told.
The VRC?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't think it works. But I think I still have a 5-disc CD or DVD changer in there.
Of course, you know, if it doesn't work, that's the main reason you keep it, right?
Right. But y'all, all that shit is going to Goodwill. I do not need it in the house.
Wait, hang on a second. Mm-hmm. Why would you give a VRC to Goodwill?
Y'all, they take all that stuff and they sell it. People buy that. People buy things like that. Yes, people absolutely.
Well, you know, Archer bought something that he only wanted because it had a little green light that would turn on the front of it. So.
Well, you know.
I got nothing.
I know. But y'all, I said, you know what? I'm just going to start taking care of this. Y'all. It is, okay, I just want to make sure that's not about to play. I just downloaded something the Big Fatty sent. Can I play that on the little show or no?
Which one?
Well, either, I don't know what the second one is.
Well, try it.
No, I didn't. I meant the Lucky Day USA one. Like, can I play that on the little show?
Why couldn't you?
Well, I didn't know what it said on there. I didn't know if it was the recording of you being on. Okay.
No.
Okay. But anyway, y'all, it has been. Has it been
your lucky day?
Boom and Gum and USA want today to be your lucky day. Hi, I'm John Davidson, and this is Lucky Day USA. 6 shows with 6 chances for you to play at home and win. We're giving away $25,000 a week in cash and prizes. You can win just by using your phone. Keep watching. Make this your lucky day on USA.
By the way, I won.
Bit of editing there.
I won
$25,000.
No, but I won $500 twice.
Ooh.
At two different times on Lucky Day USA. Lord. And John Davidson said my name. Congratulations to Big Fatty, Charleston, South Carolina.
And you said, hi.
Where's the check?
Correct. Payable in installments over 50 years. yeah.
No,
so,
I got it.
Y'all, I'm drinking
you have to put it on your taxes.
I'm drinking the Gator Light.
Gator Light.
I wanted to try it. Y'all, this is something I haven't talked about on the show, and it's
talk about it now.
A little bit purposeful, but also not something we really talked about other than in jest. Anyway, but y'all, I haven't been in a gas station in probably 5 months, maybe four, if I was on a road trip and I got a little snickersnack. Because we haven't talked about the fact that we
you didn't go to a Buc-ee's?
I haven't been to a Buc-ee's in probably over a year. Right out of a year. But y'all haven't been in a gas station since I stopped with the smoky treats all those months ago.
Ah.
And so we haven't talked about any of that, and that's fine. I don't want to talk about it, but y'all, I had forgotten. Y'all, shit's expensive in there. Holy cow. I was going to get some sunflower seeds. I was just in the mood for sunflower seeds. Just something I'm trying to pack them in my lip. And I've had a little bit of, because I've been around the house a little too much, I've had a little bit of anxiety. And I feel like, you know, sunflower seeds, other than the salt, which I don't need, you know, it would just be something to focus on. But y'all, I was not paying $7 for a bag of sunflower seeds. I'm sorry. But I got the Gator Light because I've heard about it. And y'all, it's real hot out. And sometimes, and I'm serious about this, this is a little bit of a health update. Sometimes drinking water is not enough. That's hard to believe because everyone says, oh, you have to drink 64 ounces of water a day, right? And I agree, you should do that. I do that before lunch, all right? So, but this time of year, I know yesterday I had three big Nalgenes, which was 96 ounces of water. I was still dehydrated because I was out and about. You know, I was in the heat.
Right.
I was doing stuff.
Right.
So I decided I was going to get a little Gator Light and try that. Y'all, it doesn't taste very good. It leaves a little on the lips.
But not the good, like the sunflower seeds.
No. It definitely has some sort of calories in it. 60 calories in the print's tiny, so I can't...
Now, why is that different than the regular Gatorade?
I think it has different... This is targeted at... All the rage right now is for the drunks, and I know this because I work with them. Is to drink the Pedialyte the next day to, like, help you not have a hangover and to give you all these vitamins and electrolytes and things that you need. I think this just has more of that in it than Gatorade, but I haven't ever compared the two side by side. But either way, I decided to try it. And y'all don't believe I'll be rushing out to the Sam's Club and buying it in bulk. But But I did try it, so I can say that. As I'm ripping my DVDs, y'all, not going to play the weather sound, but y'all, it's hot. It's still humid, which we complained about last week, but the
suffocating.
The car was saying, y'all, I had to run down to the coal mine to grab, to borrow this DVD drive, this Apple Super Drive external thing. Because I thought I had one here, but y'all, I couldn't find it. So for all I know, this is mine, but matters not. Because after I rip all of these DVDs and I'm going to rip all of my CDs, after I do all that, I should have no need for it ever again. But yeah, y'all, the car, I had the sunscreen up in the car and I had gone out about 30 minutes before I left and cracked all four windows.
Now you're going to have to replace them.
Right. And I said, you know, the sunscreen helps because it keeps the steering wheel and all from just getting too hot to touch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I said, this way it'll be a little bit cooler in there. Y'all, the trip to the coal mine round trip, I was probably gone 40, 45 minutes, including going in and grabbing what I needed. And I wanted to get an old hard drive to see if really this was a bad bay, whatever. Y'all, the car, I still had a sweaty back when I got home. It just couldn't. It was like the air in the car was cool, don't get me wrong, but the seats in the car were still radiating 320 degree heat. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah. Big Fatty has a carport. I do not.
Big Fatty also has air conditioned seats.
You do, and I will not own another car. Actually, I if I'm buying a Tesla, it will not have air-conditioned seats. But if I don't buy a Tesla later, it will have air-conditioned seats. There is zero way I'm going to buy a car without that.
Now, how would you charge a Tesla later if if you bought one?
Everyone is very concerned about that, Father Hat. I would plug it in.
In your apartment?
I could, yeah. I have a plug out front. I mean, it's a 110 volt, but for no more than I drive, that would be fine. But y'all, the coal mine has the complimentary plug. Where is that? Right by my parking space. You know, there used to be that light up security thing right there.
Yeah.
Right, parking space. Well, it's got a plug on it. So not that I had anything to do with that, but when they were out there checking on the electricals, I was like, you know, we could use a good GFCI outlet right here. And they said, oh, that's a good idea. So they put a plug right there, which is also slow charging. But the other side of the coal mine has a 50 amp plug that I could just plug into. And I've already cleared that with the coal mine. And then there are several of those over in the main portion of the coal mine as well that people use. So, yeah. My argument was there are plenty of people in this ridiculous coal mine office who, y'all, they have a space heater running in their office all fucking day long. And I was like, you know, that space heater is using more power than I would be using plugging the car in. So I don't feel really guilty. So, and if you don't want me to quit, you should probably not complain too much about it. Now,
you had asked me earlier what you were preparing for.
What am I preparing?
Be prepared. Be prepared, Vader. You can play that other piece of music. Well, today is Northern Mexico Day.
Oh, Canada. Oh,
Friday.
So we're going to blame Canada.
There you go.
Okay, perfect.
There you go.
Well, everything is Canada.
Right. Except don't blame Canada for Lucky Day USA.
Well, we blame Canada for Celine Dion, as it is. Well, perfect. Well, happy Canadian People Day.
I don't really
know what that means, but...
Yeah, maybe we can bring it up for a vote. Have some poutine.
Ooh.
Or a beaver tail.
Yes, to both of those.
Yes.
Y'all, I have been trying to eat so healthy. And I'm going to tell you, there are certainly benefits to it. My skin is... And part of that is the no smoky treats. But... My skin is better. I have more energy. All the things. I can walk a mile without feeling like I'm going to collapse. But y'all, I have not had a salted cashew in so long that I think if I do, I may have to change my underpants. Because I have had every unsalted nut, every whatever for the last 6 months. And y'all, you get used to it. You do. But, ugh. You know, though... There's one thing.
Unsalted nuts are not part of your lucky day.
But you know what is?
Oh, you big fat thing!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up.
Obviously, lucky because we think.
Oh. He is fat as sin as
You forgot.
So I guess what you're saying is it's Lucky Day LFC.
Here we go.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Hamming it up.
Well, you know, since that didn't get fixed, blame Canada.
Absolutely.
Hello?
I think that's where Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo is right now, I saw. Y'all, we got a voice letter. Speaking of everyone, sit down because you might be out of breath.
Right.
So let's take a listen.
Herbert Vardu.
It's Mrs. Lala.
Hi!
Ms. Riz. I'm making a salad. A solid, if you will.
Uh-huh.
I just called the BFO, and then I remembered who really probably needs the content the most.
Correct.
And I think it might be you. So here's a few minutes of rambling. I'm cutting up some cucumbers right now.
Ooh.
Ha-ha!
You know what I do? You know, my husband hates cutting vegetables, so I take the salad vegetables and I cut them up and I put them into Tupperware for his ease and convenience. Now, how nice is that?
Oh,
how wifely is that?
Now, does he cut the cheese to make up for that?
Anyway, how are y'all?
Hi.
I don't know why I said y'all. I never say y'all in real life. That's not me. How
yeah, you
are
do.
You, all?
You just did.
How are you doing?
We're like, you know, it's hot up
the
there.
Bell pepper today.
Ah,
the grocery store.
Did you go to the Jewel?
I went to the grocery store and I was cooking and cleaning. Wifely duties.
Aww.
Such a good wife. You know your place.
Yeah, I was telling.
Oh.
I was telling the BFO.
Just kidding.
My parents just got back from flying back right now from the Lost Wages, and my dad won Ooh. Big.
I saw
$34 that. $34.11, I think, was his big takeaway.
He followed the Larry H. Rader School of Gambling.
They are flying back home right now as we speak in the Aya Aeroplano, aluminum tube of death. It's terrible. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I meant to say this on the BFO, but you guys get this exclusive content instead.
Ooh, breaking news.
Wow.
I went to a concert. I went to see Billy Joel and...
you know, only the good die young.
Billy, oh God, why can't I remember? Oh, here it goes.
Memorable concert.
Stevie Nicks and Billy Joel. And it was amazing. And Stevie Nicks was just flowy and she sounded great, even though she said she kept apologizing for sounding... hoarse, but
old.
I think she sounded great. And
she sounded like, hello, I'm Mr. Red.
Like 76. And I think Stevie Nicks is just about that age, too. It's like more power to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you sound a little hoarse, you sound a little hoarse. Who cares? You're
right?
Stevie freaking Nicks. Right? That was out at the Soldier Field. That's where the Bears... The non-gay Bears, the football team Bears, that's where they play.
I mean, maybe.
The Bears!
So hot. There we go, saying y'all
yep.
again. Maybe you're going to make me say y'all from now on. Maybe I get it from you.
It's coming naturally.
So 90 degrees.
Ooh.
Did not get that lake breeze. I don't know where the lake breeze was, but we were right by the lake, but I wasn't feeling it. Anyway.
It's hard to depend on the breeze.
That's it's good. Okay, and now I'm cutting up some Vidalia... onion. Do you guys have the Vidalia onion?
Did you
made it to Chicago? Chicago,
oh,
fun
Ms.
fact.
La, la, Lauren. As I the said, Vidalia onion Chicago's is from Vidalia, Georgia.
Chicago used to be a swamp.
Right.
And from what I understand, Chicago used to be an onion patch or something. These onions are native to Chicago.
No, they're not.
I'll be making all of this up.
You are.
Julienne some of these here.
Did she say she's julienning?
But I think I'm remembering correctly that onions, certain these Vidalia onions are native to Chicago.
You're still wrong.
Here's your little
you're
fun
still,
fact. And that's why they're so good. They're
still
so
incorrect.
Sweet.
That's such a fun
so
fact.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, old people, talk about onions. yeah, I guess this is where I'll leave you. We're at 4 minutes. I hope you enjoy your 4 minute voice letter. And... yeah, I look forward to the next show. As always, I listen to you on my nipple walks, and it makes it very enjoyable. So yeah, okay. Sending love. Bye.
Bye.
Y'all, hold on. I
you know,
turn all the volumes back down. I was trying to boost her.
I want to know if Mrs. Lauren has made her husband listen to the LFC.
Oh, I'm sure he has, and he hates every second of it, but that's okay.
And he's like, I don't get it.
Yeah, he wouldn't get it. You know, and speaking of getting it, Mrs. Lauren.
Mrs. Lauren is getting it from her husband.
Thank you so much for the call. Yeah, if you guys want to be like Mrs. Lauren and cut vegetables for your husband, you can call us while you're doing it. Just record that on your phone with the voice memo app or whatever it's called, and e-letter it to meh@thelfc.online. Is that the website? That's the website. Or just anything at patrickspubonline.com.
Right. Right? Just send it to patrickspubonline.com.
Is it .com or .net? I can't remember.
I don't know.
It's patrickspubonline.com. Yeah, so, yeah. So you can send it over to patrickspubonline.com, and it'll, you know, it'll just come right to us.
As well it should.
Yeah.
Just like you used to pull into the parking lot at Birmingham.
You know what? It could never... I've closed the voice things. It could never be like me pulling into the parking lot, because that was more like...
That sounds an awful lot like the skull pulling in for the free taco.
It is very, very similar, unfortunately.
In a Chevrolet Red.
Oh, y'all.
Or similar.
I wonder if the skull still drives the Buick. You know she does. She has to.
Surely someone's taken her keys away from her by now.
She's not that old.
How old is she?
She's not much older than you.
Maybe she's... as old as Stevie Nicks. I wonder if she's hoarse also.
Stevie Nicks definitely.
I'm Mr. Ed.
Stevie Nicks definitely drives a 20-year-old Buick. Like, 100%.
Hello?
I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that she pulls up to a show in her Buick Regal. So,
there you
whatever
go.
Those were. She may have upgraded to the Riviera at some point.
Oh.
Oh, Lord. Let's... What do we call that? Let's... Y'all, I'm... We are still not back on the regular computer, so I'm having a little bit of the
A little bit of the what?
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time
not
to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone, it's that game, the game that we're probably not going to have time to finish, where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day, and I tell you if they're dead or alive, which I get wrong a lot, but then I amaze you by, you know, tracking out those memories from your
memory lane.
60s
memory
television
lane.
Personalities.
Debbie Harry.
Debbie Harry is got to be dead. Y'all, she was an actress, and she was in, oh, God, what was she in? Was she June Cleaver? Yeah, she was June Cleaver in Leave It to Beaver.
Debbie Harry is alive. Oh. She's an American singer. She was in Blondie and sang Call Me. And she was an actress in Hairspray.
Ah, not Hair,
all right.
Which Miss Baker got.
No, that would be the skull.
Yeah.
Carl Lewis.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Carl Lagerfeld. Carl Lewis is, as far as I know, he's dead. Y'all, Carl Lewis was an author. He wrote many things. He was a contemporary of, like, Hemingway.
Yeah, contemporary of Hemingway. Carl Lewis was an American sprinter and long jumper, won 9 Olympic gold medals, and he's alive. And I picked him because, you know, we're getting ready to go into the Olympics.
I don't have TV, so I don't hear anything about it, and it's lovely. Okay.
Okay, Jamie Farr.
Oh, he's alive, I guess. Yeah, he's the comedian. He's been on 1,000 things, and I think I follow him on the TikTok or something. But yeah.
Okay, yeah. Jamie Farr is alive. He played Corporal Klinger on MASH.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
All right. What is that one? All right. Estee Lauder.
Has to be dead, y'all. Yeah, obviously, Big Fatty threw this one out. It's easy. But, y'all, I'm not going to mention that you would know Estee from her makeup company, because everyone knows that. But what you don't know is that she was also married to the original Chef Boyardee. Mm-hmm. That's how you would know her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Estee Lauder is dead, and she ran Estee Lauder Cosmetics. So, how about that?
How about that?
All right. Do we have time for...
I mean, we can always make time. Yeah.
All right. Margaret Brewer.
Oh, Y'all, that's too soon. Too soon. Yeah, that's that Daniel Bieber's mom dead. Dead.
Okay. Margaret Brewer is indeed dead, but she was an American soldier and the very first female general in the Marine Corps. I had no idea that Daniel had connections to the Marine Corps.
That's why Memorial Day is so special for him.
Yeah, except it's the 4th of July this week. Do you have big plans?
No. What about you?
I just thought, since your advanced age, you might be Independence Dancing Day.
That's not big plans. That's just big new ones. That's different.
Well, the last time I danced, the person I was dancing with was Independence. Just out there soaked in deer urine.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Do you think that they're still wearing the same pair of Depends?
Oh, I can't imagine it would survive that long.
But if you don't ever get out of bed.
Can you imagine it sagging? Mm-mm.